Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And some weird, crazy stories coming up tonight. Among them, I don't even know how to get... Okay, I'm not going to talk about the crazy Geico one at the moment. I want to lead off by talking about Burger King and their insane idea to have a Pride Whopper, because apparently it's June and that makes it, you know, LGBT Pride Month apparently, and a lot of companies like to come around and pretend like they've been supporting gay rights all along.
And is it rainbow or anything like that?
No, it's worse.
Oh.
So I thought this was a joke. Is this serious? I thought it was a joke when I first saw that.
As far as I can tell, it is serious. Yeah, and many people are taking to social media to mock them about it. As soon as I saw it, I went to Twitter, and I tweeted at Burger King, saying, hey, yeah, no, this, no one has a good time. Okay, so,
anyways.
Yeah, their idea here is to have a Pride Whopper, which is just like a regular Whopper, except it has, instead of a top and bottom bun, it has two top buns. Or two bottom buns.
So, I see where they were trying to go with this, but if they would have just thought a little bit harder?
I don't get it. Is there some joke I don't get?
Presumably, yeah. Well, gay relationships have two types. I mean, there's a top and a bottom, and it goes without saying what these two things are. Right?
Yeah, I know what that is, but that's not even the first thing that came to my mind. I'm just completely confused about what that would have to do with two tops. When a top is always going to want a bottom anyway.
I know that, but Burger King doesn't.
Yeah, that's really confusing.
You're confused because you know LGBT people. I think that's what happened here at Burger King in Austria when they came up with this idea, is that no one on their staff knew a gay person. I was like, hey, no, this isn't the way it works.
I think they were going for, like, say, the top bun is a female and the bottom bun is a male, so whatever. That's what they were going for, presumably, but
it could have been that, but it didn't work out for whatever reason.
Just have rainbow ketchup. That would be cool. I would go get that, maybe.
Looking at these things, I mean, they don't look terrible. They look stupid, but I mean, obviously, it's not going to change the flavor of it anyway, I guess. So, it looks like Burger King food. The fast food chain unveiled the meaty disaster on Instagram, announcing that the burger will be available until June the 20th. So you could go to the Burger King here in Keene and tell them you want the gay burger or the Pride Whopper, whatever they're calling it.
You get to choose. Yeah, do you get to choose tops or bottoms? Because I would only want the tops, probably. They're better.
They have the sesame seeds, right?
Yeah.
And the bottoms don't. So I don't know. Maybe you can't. Someone would have to go to Burger King in order to find that out. The post received over 2,000 comments, with one Instagram user saying, "This ain't it," which is a common expression on social media for those who aren't frequently on social media. It just means that, hey, whatever you're trying to do here, it's not right.
This doesn't meet the mark.
Many other comments accuse the brand of rainbow washing, which is a term I had never heard before, which is when companies show support of the LGBT community in their ads without actually contributing to the betterment of the community. Some Instagram users asked whether Burger King was planning on donating any of the profits from selling the top and bottom Whoppers, to which Burger King Austria responded by saying, "We are official partners of Vienna Pride and support the LGBTQIA community."
They just keep adding letters, too.
The most egregious one I've seen was LGBTQIAAP+.
What are those? Do you know what those are?
It was lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, ally, asexual. I don't remember what the third A stood for. Polyamorous. And the plus was for anyone who wasn't already included in all of that other nonsense.
If you can include allies, that just includes everybody. That almost includes everybody. I mean, obviously not haters of gay people. It includes everybody except haters. And that's just... That's so weird. Why would you be part of that?
Yeah, I think it's messed up for different reasons, because it erases straight identity, right? They're not allowed to characterize themselves as straight. They're either an ally or they're, as you said, they're homophobic.
So, yeah.
So the sexuality of straight people, the label they get, is determined by their relationship to the LGBTQ community rather than actually by their sexuality. A straight person who, you know, has no issue with gay people isn't straight. They're an ally. A straight person who isn't cool with LGBT people is a homophobe. But no one is straight in the way that they've divided the world.
That's weird. I didn't even think of it like that.
But we do have a caller. We have Zephan on the line from here in New Hampshire. Zephan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. So something that's on my mind is the idea that good ideas don't require force. That's something that we all agree with as libertarians. But I think a lot of people don't think about the inverse of that, which is, what do you do then if you encounter a bad idea? Well, you criticize it, namely, or you call it out. You don't call the state on whoever has that bad idea. So essentially, there was a recent article that came out that I think had the intention of basically criticizing the Texas government for instituting legislation that would have made it illegal to bring kids to strip clubs.
Well, someone just brought it up. It hasn't been instituted. It was just brought into legislation. It hasn't been put into law.
I haven't heard of this. What are they trying to do? They're trying to make it where you can't take children to a strip club?
Right, exactly.
Isn't that already, aren't they already 18-plus environments?
That's what I thought.
Well, I guess there was like some loophole that made it so that it wasn't, but basically there was debates between libertarians. I'm a parental rights absolutist, you know, but I'm also like a child emancipationist absolutist. So basically, if you're living under somebody's roof, I think that you should abide by their rules. But if you don't want to follow their rules and you can support yourself, I think that you should be free to do so as well. But that being said, there was a recent article that was talking about this legislation. And instead of making the point that I just made, which is like, I think the libertarian position of like, you know, oh yeah, you might not agree with the parents that do this, but you know, they're the parents and that's the right. They took it a step further. They basically said, you know, some kids kicked the drag performers at the with.
Okay,
daughters.
So we're talking about a drag show here,
wait,
not, a
kids,
strip,
right,
not a strip club.
Right.
Okay, these are monumentally different things.
But
go ahead. Sorry, Bonnie.
I thought you said some kids kicked the drag performers. I didn't understand what you said.
No, tips. They gave them dollars, and they were basically trying to say that like there's not much of a moral difference between that and like tipping a street performer that's like playing a guitar or something. So basically, my criticism of this Reason article didn't come from the fact that they criticized the legislation. I mean, that's probably the correct libertarian position. But the fact that they're almost like trying to socially normalize like kids doing this kind of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I think you have tipping sexual dancers.
There's nothing sexual about a drag show. I mean, you seem to be confused about what a drag show is because you initially said strip shows or whatever, and no one's getting naked at your average drag show, especially not in front of children.
Like the one picture that I saw, a drag performer was wearing a thong, and a kid is tipping him. It's that one. And honestly, what's the difference between that and a bikini? Like kids go to the pool.
I mean, I wouldn't like that either, you know, seeing a kid at a pool and, like, putting like, a dollar into somebody's underwear, you know. I mean, maybe...
Well, where else are they going to put it? person's only wearing a bikini. It's not like they can put it in their pocket, or you know, they're not holding a bucket saying, I accept tips or anything.
The thing is, you can at the same time that you don't like that, you can say that you don't think that anybody should go after them with the state. So I think we're all in agreeance here.
Certainly.
It's just that you think that Reason is normalizing it. I don't really see a big problem with that because, well, I agree with your right to be able to say that it's wrong online, because that's you pushing the type of culture you want in the world, but I also agree with reason being allowed to say that they think it's fine.
I haven't read the Reason article here, but we talked about it a few nights ago, so it's still relatively fresh in my mind. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160 if you want to wait.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. With you today is Aria.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
As always, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in, at 603-283-6160. Coming up is Freedom Fest, July 13th 15th through the 16th, Mark and others are going to be there for among passionate defenders of liberty at the Mirage in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest. It's the world's largest gathering of free minds. It's an intense, rewarding four-day conference like no other, with debates, world-class speakers, a film festival, social events, the trade show for liberty, and more. This year, Mark is going to be there talking about locating liberty with hundreds of other premier speakers and top-level experts in a wide variety of topics. Speakers like John Cleese, Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Spike Cohen, Glenn Beck, strangely enough, and the strangest one on this list, definitely Andrew Yang. So the last 2 years have been full of government overreach, lockdowns, mass hysteria, which means that this year they've chosen for their theme, Turning the Tide. Head on over to freedomfest.com and use code FTL50 to get $50 off. That's freedomfest.com and use code FTL50. We are talking with Zephin here about the drag show in Texas that happened, I think, Saturday. I think it was 11 to 2. It was sometime in the afternoon or morning to afternoon. Zephin, you said you had more you wanted to say on the subject.
Yeah, so I guess the more important point that I'm trying to say is that in general, like, when libertarians are criticizing something, I think that it's fair for all of us to say that when we're criticizing that thing, we're not necessarily saying that the state should get involved. Like, for example, I think you have a right to use crocodile. I just think it's a very, very, very bad idea. So, like, that's essentially the point that I was trying to give off. But a lot of people were, like, saying, oh, because, like, they were trying to make it sound like I supported this legislation. And it's like, no, this is very clearly a violation of parental rights. But Reason didn't highlight that nearly enough. If you guys brought up the article, like, you can kind of see, I think that they're mostly trying to downplay it, you know, which is fine. They have the right to, you know, downplay it, but maybe I just came from a different generation. I mean, I'm only 23.
I think we're all older than you.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, as a kid, it being right to just bring us to, like, these shows. I get that they're not strip shows, but, like, to, you know, where people are scantily dressed and they're putting dollars into undergarments, essentially. Like, I think that it's my duty to criticize that.
If that's your duty, my question would have to be, if that's your duty, is it your duty to go into churches and tell people, hey, you're not allowed to teach your kids about the part in the Bible where Abraham wasn't allowed to spill his seed in the bushes, and then he did, and God was mad at him, and the part in, Aria tells me, in the Song of Solomon's where they talk about things I can't say on the radio. Well, I probably shouldn't have said what I said earlier on the radio. Well, see, that's in the Bible. That's stuff I learned as a kid, and it was just like...
I think you're okay, Zephin. Well, you haven't said anything that we're not allowed to say on the air.
So, Zephin, I was assuming that you were kind of talking about, like, your own children in the future if you decide to have kids. Like, it's your job as a parent to decide, just like it's every other parent's job to decide what they're going to subject their children to and I don't know, it's... To me, it's kind of like cultural differences, like in some people's upbringing, like going to drag shows is normal. I mean, when I was a young kid, I was dancing with drag queens at family events and parties. But to some families, like, that would be super inappropriate. So, and I can kind of see both sides, especially if said drag queens are, you know, dressed kind of provocatively. I could see how that could make some people uncomfortable. And that's just, you know, their... opinion.
I mean, you're allowed to speak your opinion, but when you call it a duty, I'm really interested. Why don't you apply this everywhere else that it should be applied? Like, I remember my mom telling me as a kid, like, women should be submissive to their husbands. All
Ew.
This weird stuff like that. Do you feel the duty to go and be like, that's too sexual, don't talk about that around your kids?
I mean, this is basically a principle that I have across the board. Like, if you... if, for example, you believe that, let's use the example that you said, that, like, the Bible...
Why don't we use Bonnie's example?
No, he's a...
That's what I'm saying. Like, using Bonnie's example of the semen thing, if, like, you think that that is, like, a gross thing to teach kids, yeah, I think that you should talk to parents about that and be like, hey, that's That's great.
She's asking your opinion on it. She's asking your opinion on teaching kids that.
Like, do you think it's your duty to go to a church, like just the Church of Nazarene in Tennessee that I went to as a kid where an old lady was telling us about this?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's gross, and I would criticize somebody for that. I think that that's very age inappropriate. But I think you guys are missing the point I'm trying to make, which
is
that,
you're consistent about it.
If we live in a stateless society, let's say, you know, conservatives and liberals both seem to think that, like, the state is the final moral arbiter of things. That's why, you know, they say, oh, well, we need laws surrounding murder and things like that. So, like, if we had a stateless society, which I really want, by the way, what we would have to have is basically, like, almost a constant moral dialogue between, like, our neighbors and our friends and our family.
But I think that what you have been talking about all night has nothing to do with what I think is the basic morality, and that's why this will never be something where everyone in society agrees. For me, morality is literally nothing but this one principle. If it's not coercion, then it's fine. And nobody's coercing these kids into doing this. Obviously, if they were crying and didn't want to be there, that would be wrong. Nobody's coercing the parents into taking their kids there. Therefore, it's literally completely morally right to me, and I would fight with you, you know, about that if you were trying to... Obviously, you wouldn't stop someone from doing it, but if that's the culture you wanted to spread, I would be out there speaking, which I have on Twitter, the opposite opinion, and this will you'll never be able to homogenize society's morals.
Well, that's why we have smaller sub-communities, right? We have smaller groups of people that we kind of, you know, exist with, and that's instead of just having this giant, you know, United States of America, where we have millions of people that are just supposed to all agree on morality and what's right and wrong and all of these different topics, we can just have smaller subgroups where, you know, if these people want to go to a drag show and bring kids, that's cool. If these people think that's not cool, then they should just not bring their kids to the drag show.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for the call. Go ahead, Seven.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
okay. Last point, I guess. Like, I think that's the future of societies and communities. I mean, this isn't even my number one moral issue. I hope that if the Free State Project and, like, the Libertarian Homeland and all of that is successful, I'm able to live in, like, a small community in which, you know, we don't eat animals, for example. And, like, you know, it's just like a voluntary association of people and, you know, we trade and all of that. And I think that that's going to be what really creates, like, a peaceful and prosperous future is if we are able to voluntarily associate and live in the communities that align with our values.
Excellently put. And thank you again for the call tonight, Zeppin. I would love to see, you know, more volunteerism in the world, less people trying to weaponize the state and using it to keep people from doing things that they don't personally approve of. Okay, well, then do as Zeppin is doing. Are you against it? Try put forward to people why you think they shouldn't be doing this. But ultimately, you can't make that decision for them. And I think that's why people love the state so much, because it does allow them to make the decisions for other people. 603-283-6160. It's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
They were beyond irresponsible. They were reckless. They were incitement words. These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we faced.
The Dow losing 269 points to close at 32,910. USA Radio News. The Attorney General says the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I know I speak for all of us, and I think I speak for everyone in the country, in saying our hearts are broken by what happened in Uvalde.
Merrick Garland calling the tragedy heartbreaking, adding it's not a criminal investigation. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde before he was killed by a Border Patrol agent. President Biden says states aren't using billions of dollars passed by his administration to reform police departments like it was meant to be spent. Biden added he sent a request of $300 million in this year's budget to Congress to hire more officers in addition to having better training. The president is in Los Angeles for a taping of the Jimmy Kimmel Show, which will air tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to control the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. As I understand it, Bitcoin is still climbing back up. So, I mean, we don't know what it's going to do, but it's not a terrible time to get Bitcoin. If you've never heard of it, if you don't know anything about it, first head on over to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information, because it's going to be around for a very, very long time, regardless of what the price of Bitcoin is currently sitting at. Eventually, it's going to, I can't predict the future, but it's going to be around for a very long time. So Bitcoin.com. And if you already know about Bitcoin, head on over there to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Bobby on the line from Tampa. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't have any kids, but personally, if I did, I wouldn't take them to drag queen story time. But if there's parents that do, or if there's parents that have kids that are maybe transgender, I don't see a problem with them taking their kids to a drag queen story time. I think taking them to a bar like they did in Dallas, Texas, I think that's a little over the line. I think a lot of people will agree with that. Maybe keep them out of the bars and stuff. But the story time in the libraries, if they want to take their kids to it, I mean, they're just drag queens. As long as they're not hurting the kids, you know, and parents should be aware and be careful not take their kids anywhere that would be in danger. But I think the least danger there would be is with a drag queen reading them stories.
You know, I didn't really think about the bar aspect as much in the last couple segments, but I would have to agree that personally I wouldn't take my kids to a bar. That's like normalizing a very hard drug to your kids. Like, oh, this is a fun place where, oh my God, it's so fun in bars. I didn't think about that one part of it, so I would definitely agree with you on that.
I don't know that I necessarily have an issue with taking kids to bars. I don't. We're normalizing drugs. They're going to learn about alcohol on television and movies and stuff like that. If they don't learn about a bar, I'd rather them. I don't even have kids, so take all of this with a grain of salt. And I'm never going to have kids. But if I did have kids, I wouldn't object. No bar would let me take them, but I wouldn't object to taking them in the first place to let them see how adults should behave when they're drinking instead of having their first experience with alcohol or first time watching someone with alcohol, be at some frat party with a bunch of drunken bros who get into fistfights and stuff like that.
Like a European nice restaurant with people drinking alcohol is one thing, but I guess my brain went immediately to, like, the gay bars I used to go to in Texas, and honestly, I would never bring a kid there. But I'm not saying anybody shouldn't be allowed to bring their kids there, just if, I mean, it should not be illegal.
I mean, I'm with you in that there's a big difference in culture, in vibe, in everything between, like, a bar and a gay bar, right? Like... I've been to a lot of bars, and I've been to a lot more bars than I have gay bars. But I have been to some gay bars, and I would know that none of my children wouldn't be harmed if I took them to these places. But I wouldn't. They're not family friendly places.
Well, yeah.
I don't have an issue with taking my kids there because I don't think we should sexualize nudity in the way that we do. So I wouldn't mind taking them to a strip show. I think it would be a good thing in the long run for them to realize that, hey, nudity is about more than just I'm aroused. Mm-hmm. So I think that in the long run would be a good thing for them. But again, I don't have kids, and there is a big difference between just a bar and a gay bar.
Well, sorry, in that way I didn't actually mean like the nudity or that it was too adult. I meant that people get drunk, like crazy drunk, and do poppers and things like that. I wouldn't want to show kids like this is how you should drink. And
do they do that at gay bars?
Poppers? Yes.
Well, I know they do poppers, but...
Like, I used to get crazy drunk at gay bars and sing really drunk karaoke and just be really crazy. I mean, definitely.
I think the biggest thing with this whole debate is people tend to get really emotional about it, and they just want to, like, kind of flex their opinions, where sure. It should just be like, it's your kid, do whatever you want with your kid, and the state shouldn't have anything to do with that, and, you know, what I'm going to do with my kids is different than what other people would do with their kids, and that should be fine, and as parents, we should just be able to decide
and
what
really,
we're going to do.
I'm really glad that both Bobby and Zethan were saying that they were both saying that neither of them were saying that the state should be involved and get people's kids out of gay bars. That would be like really bad take.
Yeah, I would be shocked to hear anyone who listens to our show regularly make such an argument. I've never been a big fan of drag queens, and that's why when I see stories like this, I sort of gloss over it. Because I know that often being a drag queen is like the first step that one takes to being trans or whatever, but I take issue with drag queens as an idea, I want it to be separated from LGBT stuff, basically, because being a drag queen is about putting on a performance. It's about playing a role, playing a character. And being trans is about stopping playing a role. It's about being your true self, not putting on a mask anymore, and just being who you actually are. It's the polar opposite of being a drag queen. Drag queen is performance, it's theater, and that's fine. I don't have any issue with people, if that's the theater people want to do, that's fine. The Greeks did weirder stuff than that. But I don't want it to have its lines blurred where it's being protected by the trans shield that is protecting so many things right now because it's fundamentally different.
And I see that a lot where trans people and drag queens kind of get lumped together,
yeah,
and they are two completely different things.
I think it's mostly people who are not in, like, that scene. Like, I don't know, I don't think of it that way, like, trans people or all drag queens being trans people, but when you have friends who are just normal gay guys and they're also drag queens, like, you just don't think of all drag queens as trans people. I don't know.
That's a really good point. The more people encounter drag queens, the more they may realize that this isn't a trans person. This is just someone who likes to play dress up, and that's fine. And, you know, I say all of this, even though one of my favorite bad movies is called Ticked Off Trannies with Knives. And it's really funny. It's quite a good movie, but most of the characters in it aren't actually trans. They're drag queens. And the movie uses it interchangeably, and, you know, that's not the case. Bobby, did you have anything else you wanted to say about the subject?
Also, Liberty, I don't think there should be any laws that prevent it. I think parents should have the decision to make the choice. And I think we all agree on the subject. And Aria and also Ian, if he's listening, I wish you guys all the best and love the world. And, you know, good luck in all your trials. And I love you guys, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Bobby. Thanks for the positive thoughts there. No one is ever going to come to, society is never going to come to an agreement about what is and isn't acceptable for kids, right?
Mm.
And I think that's why, you know, everyone keeps saying it, but the best solution is to just not try to force other people to do what we want them to do.
People have a really hard time minding their own business when it comes to everything. It would just be so much simpler, and people would be so much less angry and stressed out and upset if they just worried about themselves.
I think this is how people end up being, like, racist, is I said to this guy who's prolifically racist that we know that I think it all just boils down to him having bad social skills. And he's like, oh, that's what you think it is? It's not that. I just don't like black people. And I was like, because you don't know any or know how to make friends with the average person.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I could take a guess.
But I think you're right. And it may be lack of social skills, but it's definitely a lack of encountering people who, I mean, these people who hate black people, they probably have never met a black person in their entire life. And they have is not to any meaningful extent.
Yeah.
So are they actually racist, or do they just hate this idea of black people that they've been convinced exist by right-wing propaganda? I don't know. Maybe you do. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including mummies being dug up and Tamagotchi babies. I don't even know what that... I know what a Tamagotchi is, but I'm not sure how we get babies out of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. We get in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Bonnie. And Nikki.
And coming up just in 12 days, the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. Of course, it is sold out. The campground is oversold, as I understand it, so you can't come. Sorry if you don't already have a ticket. You're not one of the cool kids, and we won't see you there. However, you can be one of the even cooler kids and come to ForkFest, which is like the after party of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's decentralized, staying true to those anarchist roots. No one's in charge. You can pretty much do whatever you want as long as you don't, you know, break, do anything. Don't do anything stupid. You're hanging around a bunch of libertarians. You're responsible for yourself, so act like it. But other than that, you can do whatever you want. You can throw whatever parties you want to have, whatever events. There's 1 year there was a live band that played there. There's always, almost always, a poker table. There's cool stuff to do. So ForkFest.party. If you want to check it out, that is June the 26th through July the 3rd. That's ForkFest.party. Come out and hang out with us. Let's keep going with the phone calls. We have Renee on the line from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to say that, like, they have rhino Republican politicians. They have a lot of the population's kind of rhino Republican, you know.
Now, when you say rhino, you mean Republican in name only, right? Rhino is an acronym for that.
Yes, I do mean that because, you know, they may consider themselves conservative. They're pretty much like history have ripples in time, like they imitate again and again. They're pretty much like the French in World War II. Germany attacked Poland. France declared war on Poland. France actually invaded Germany. And while the German troops was busy with Poland, helping the Russians out, splitting Poland, France could have made a difference. It might have cost them. They could have made a difference. But they kind of like did it halfway, chickened out. And had they known what the Germans had in store to do to them, then they would have fought and done the right thing. I think the conservatives, rhino conservatives, are pretty much like the French from World War II. Do they know what the woke communists have in store for them. They maybe do a better stand and better politics than they are right now.
I feel like most politicians are basically just actors pretending like they believe in whatever they're saying they believe in so people will give over their powers.
I'm curious, who's part of this woke crowd? Because I'm always hearing about it. I always know there is this woke crowd, and they have an influence and all that, but I've never met anyone...
The woke crowd not necessarily is libertarian. Libertarian kind of want to do their own thing. They're like supposedly the real hippies, not the political ones. Go do their own thing. You do your own thing. We get along. We obey the law. The woke crowd want to enforce a standard or idea of the left, like everybody buys into the LGBT movement when not necessarily it's everybody's cultural belief because it's done on the toes of, say, French culture or Muslim culture, a Latino culture, which, you know, they can have their own niche, but don't force me with what I don't believe in.
Well, libertarians, first of all, don't believe in obeying the laws. That's the first thing you got wrong. Libertarians believe in not disobeying laws if they're bad laws. And the other thing is, I don't think that people's cultures really should matter at all. I think whatever you grow up believing should be challenged. And
well, you mentioned Muslim culture, and I used to do a show with a Muslim. A Muslim was, and his family is one of the reasons that I'm in New Hampshire now. And well, that one of the core ideas of Islam is that there is no compulsion in religion, so I don't have to abide by whatever moral code they think. And I lived with this Muslim family. I'm openly trans, and it was never an issue because they don't have any right to force their moral code on me, and it's not like this ubiquitous Muslim thing in the first place, because there's plenty of Muslim communities like Saudi Arabia or whatever, but then you also have Pakistan. Hold on, Renee. You also have Pakistan, which is notoriously positive toward trans rights, where there's a director in the 2022 film festival that was in France, in fact. There was a trans-themed film there about a trans director or something like that. I don't remember the specifics because I wouldn't watch such a horrible movie. But it was one of the more successful movies there, and it's by a trans Pakistani director, if I remember correctly.
Well,
I was going to say that out of all of the things that the woke left are allegedly doing, I think that the LGBTQ community is like should be the least of anybody's concerns. One, I don't really get the, like, they're pushing their agenda on us. I think we should be more concerned about the fact that they're trying to unarm everybody and the fact that they're trying to force vaccinate everybody. Those should be our big concerns with the woke left. It shouldn't be gay people.
Well, yeah, fall under woke?
They also have those
because
issues.
I think you're right that it does, but, you know, I hadn't even really thought of it like that because people always bring up LGBTQ trying to push their gayness on me.
But it's not even the LGBTQ people doing this. Like, I play World of Warcraft, and they have forums there that I frequent, and it's June, so almost every single day you have some troll or some well-intentioned person coming in there saying, hey, it's June, can we have, like, an LGBT parade down the streets of Shattrath or whatever? And it's like, dude, first of all, no one wants that. But every single LGBTQ person comes in there and they're like, hey, yeah, I'm bi, and can we just play the game here?
Yeah.
So these people are out there in real life doing effectively these same sorts of things. These are all allies doing this. It's not the LGBTQ community that's like, hey, you know, we need Spider-Man to be gay or whatever. It's well-intentioned allies who are screwing things up for everyone else.
Yeah. And I know another thing that people have a concern with is introducing some of these concepts to, like, kindergartners. And I do think that's a little weird, but I also think that don't send your kids to public school, and then you can pick what they learn.
Exactly.
So all the people that are outraged about it, I'm like, you shouldn't be mad about the fact that your kid is now, well, maybe, I think making kids a little confused about their gender, I think that's messed up. I think they're not introducing it in a way that makes sense to children. But I think the real issue is public schools. You know, it's like people are taking offense to all of these things. And it's like, well, if you took responsibility for your own kids and what they're learning, this wouldn't be an issue. And out of all of the stuff that they are teaching kids, in school, out of all of the garbage and indoctrination, why is gender identity the thing that's pissing people off?
My boss asked me the other day, what did they teach you in school? Because I didn't know something that he thought was important. I said, global warming. That's what I learned about in school in like every class, especially elementary school.
That's pretty accurate. And it's a mess of a situation. I don't think it's a good idea to cause kids to be confused about their gender. If they are confused about their gender, then they need outlets with which to explore that and all of that. I used to not like the idea of, you know, I used to say similar things. You know, we shouldn't have these discussions about sexual orientation with kids in kindergarten or whatever. But then someone pointed out to me that they're already exposed to sexuality before they even enter kindergarten. Almost everyone who's had a baby has had at least one person come and say, oh, he's such a little ladies' man, or she's going to get all the boys, or whatever. They just, heteronormativity or heterosexuality is so normal within society that no one notices it. It's just like the Christians who are like, I don't know why you atheists have to go around talking about religion all the time. It's like, because you won't stop doing it.
Yeah.
But it's so ubiquitous in American society, and they're part of it, they don't even see how pervasive it is in the culture.
I think my issue with the kindergarten thing is, and this is, I haven't actually witnessed this. Obviously, I don't have kindergartners, and I haven't really experienced this, but from what I've heard, there some of these teachers are basically like, you might be the opposite gender. And they introduce it in a way that's not like, hey, this is what a trans person is, and if you feel that way, it's cool. They're kind of like presenting the idea, and then kids are going home and they're like, wait, I thought I was a boy, but now I might be a girl, where I just think maybe it's being presented in a wrong way.
Well,
but
I mean, I don't think any kids should be having to go to public school, so we agree on that. But I also think that the fact that it just wasn't a conversation when I was a kid, but so many people grow up with, you know, issues where, like, my friend who's dead now never lived as a female, but he was born male, and he died when he was, like, 23. And that's just only because of, like, the immense amount of bullying he got as a kid. And then his parents took him to group therapy where they were like, you're not a woman, you're a boy, and stuff like that. Like, there's so many people that probably would be trans if it was introduced to them younger. And I don't think that it's necessarily the teachers are getting in their heads and making them trans. Like, if somebody was doing that, yeah, that'd be wrong. But I haven't seen proof of that.
What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.